Let's talk about the Nobel Peace Prize.
It's said that the Nobel Peace Prize is not only the most important peace prize there is, but it is the most important prize that is awarded anywhere.
This year, it's gone to two journalists, Dmitry Muratov from Russia and Maria Ressa from the Philippines.
It's stunning, right? I mean, like, I'm shocked.
But in a world still full of war and conflict, the prize and some of its recipients have also come in for some heavy criticism.
It has made so many surprising and bad judgment awards that many find it ridiculous.
There's no doubt that some selections of Peace Prize laureates over time have dented the image of the prize.
So what's the point of the Nobel Peace Prize? What's its impact? And how do you win it? The Nobel Peace Prize gives winners a huge platform and quite a lot of money. It's worth just over $1 million. And ironically, the whole thing was the idea of the man who invented dynamite. Alfred Nobel was a Swedish scientist and one of the wealthiest businessmen of his time. When he died in 1896, his will said his fortune should be used to establish a foundation for 5 prizes in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace.
The basic trademark of Nobel is the extraordinary, the excellent standard.
When it comes to the Peace Prize, Alfred Nobel said the winner should be the person who has done the most or best to advance fellowship among nations, the abolition or reduction of standing armies, and the establishment and promotion of peace congresses. But that's been interpreted in different ways over the years by the Nobel Peace Prize Committee.
Sometimes the committee members have tried to expand or widen the definitions of the prize and the work that counts for peace.
Instead of looking at the will, they took two words of their own, peace and peace work, as their criteria. And that means those concepts are very wide and means they can do whatever they like.
The very first prize was awarded in 1901 to the Swiss humanitarian Jean-Henri Dunant and Frédéric Passy, the founder of the first French Peace Society. Since then, there have been another 135 laureates. Some of the highest profile and least controversial winners include Martin Luther King.
I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace.
Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, Nelson Mandela, and Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani advocate for childhood education, who was also the youngest ever winner. She was 17. Organizations have sometimes won too, like the UN World Food Program, which won last year. Okay, so how are the winners chosen? Well, it starts with the nominations. To be eligible to submit a nomination, you have to fall into one of 9 categories. For example, members of parliaments anywhere in the world, university professors in certain subjects, or previous winners. And that range of people who can nominate has made for some pretty strange nominees. Among them, Hitler and Stalin back in the day. And we only know that now because the actual list of nominees is kept secret for 50 years. Then we get to the selection. That's done by the Norwegian Nobel Committee, a group of 5 people chosen by the Norwegian Parliament. And that's something that's different about the Peace Prize, because all the other Nobel Prizes are decided in Sweden. The Norwegian Committee consults various advisors along the way, but in the end, it comes down to a majority vote among its 5 members.
We just go through the nomination list and have some general discussions on what the world looks like, what kind of issues that we might want to address in the year's prize. And it is, in a sense, a political decision. It is very much how the committee presents the winner, the reasons we give.
The thing is, to a lot of people, some of the committee's picks have just seemed a bit off over the years. Henry Kissinger got it in 1973 for his efforts to negotiate a ceasefire in the Vietnam War when he was the US Secretary of State. That was despite his alleged role in the US's devastating bombing campaign in neighboring Cambodia. The New York Times called it the Nobel War Prize, and 2 members of the committee who had voted against him resigned in protest. And then there have been prizes which were given as more of an encouragement, where the committee hoped the prize itself would further the cause of the recipient. They've also been contentious. Like when the European Union won in 2012 for helping to establish peace between former enemies at exactly the time when the Eurozone financial crisis was exposing all the cracks in the Union.
Sometimes the Peace Prize winners have caused enormous controversy around the world. Barack Obama is one particular, probably outsized example.
I did get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, really? What was that for?
To be honest, I still don't know.
That's pretty good. All right.
Obama won less than a year into his presidency. He hadn't really done much yet, and he was commander-in-chief of the most powerful army in the world that had thousands of soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq.
So there are, of course, a number of controversial prizes in the history of the Peace Prize, and there are, I think, some spectacular successes, and sometimes it's difficult to say whether one is going to be one or the other.
And that's another thing. People sometimes question the Peace Prize because some of the winners don't end up being all that peaceful. So you can end up with a Nobel Peace Laureate like Ethiopian President Abiy Ahmed. He won in 2019 for brokering peace with Eritrea. But right now, there's a civil war going on in Ethiopia, where there have been reports of massacres, rape, and torture on both sides. And Abiy is accused of deliberately blocking the supply of food and aid to people there who are starving.
How do you go from winning the Nobel Peace Prize to being blamed for a humanitarian crisis all in just months?
Then there's Aung San Suu Kyi, who won back in 1991 for standing up for democracy in Myanmar. But since then, she's been accused of failing to condemn her country's military for its role in the targeted killing and displacement of ethnic Rohingya. Now, despite the criticism, the Nobel rules say the committee can't take back the prize.
We, as a committee, would totally shift our mandate if we continuously had to revise every prize and check, is the prize winner still worthy of holding the prize? Aung San Suu Kyi and Abiy Ahmed, when they received the prize, they absolutely fulfilled the criteria for the prize.
From the Oscars to the Pulitzers, in the end, most prizes are about congratulating someone and recognizing something they've done. And the Nobel Peace Prize is no different. But as well as that, it can also have other really positive effects, like the impact of the prize money. Remember, it's worth more than $1 million.
It is, in many parts of the world, still an enormous amount of money to receive, and it does make a very big difference to the work that the Peace Prize winners undertake.
There are also the benefits that international fame and prestige can bring.
Desmond Tutu, when he won the Peace Prize, said that it was like an open sesame. Beforehand, no one had listened to him, but all of a sudden, once he won the prize, his words were resonating around the world.
But there can also be downsides to all that attention, like the political pressure.
When the prize was awarded to Shirin Ebadi, she and her supporters had to weather a vicious storm of hostility back home in Iran. And then when the Dalai Lama won the prize, we saw again the enormous crackdown that took place on the Dalai Lama, his supporters, and on Tibet.
So let's go back to our question. What's the point of the Nobel Peace Prize? Well, 120 years later, we're obviously still nowhere near world peace. But even if it falls short of that, and let's be honest, that's a pretty big ask, it's still got a lot going for it.
Despite the fact that we're receiving the news every day from media that, you know, there are conflicts in many places in the world, and there are, you know, certainly reasons for concern, there is equally, you know, many important contributions towards peace. And I think that's the hopeful message that the committee is delivering through the prize.
The Nobel Peace Prize matters. There is a lovely quote from Kofi Annan, where he says that wars have monuments and arches of triumph. Peace is not celebrated in an equal manner. Peace has the Nobel Peace Prize.
If there's a story or a topic you want us to explain, leave us a message in the comments. Also, make sure to subscribe to this channel so you don't miss our next episode. See you next week.